Let's delve into a visual analysis of Henry Jock Walker's artwork, Telekinesis, examining both its elements and principles to uncover how they contribute to the overall impact of the piece. As we explore, I invite you to consider your initial observations and draw connections between what you see and how it affects your understanding of the artwork. To begin with, let's closely observe the dominant colors and textures that stand out in Telekinesis. The artwork features a striking palette characterized by shiny silver, various shades of gray, and subtle touches of black. The shimmering silver surface, reminiscent of the Silver Surfer's iconic appearance, catches the light in intriguing ways, transforming as you move around it. This reflective quality enhances the artwork's sense of movement, inviting viewers to step closer and engage. How does the color silver make you feel? For many, it evokes feelings of futuristic allure, yet it can also suggest coldness or detachment. This duality in emotional response may provoke a deeper consideration of the themes Walker addresses in the piece. Next, let's turn our attention to texture. The use of neoprene introduces a complex tactile quality that adds to the visual richness. The artwork contrasts smooth, glossy areas with more textured components, creating a dynamic interplay between the two. You might notice that the textural variations actually influence how viewers contemplate the piece. In art, texture doesn't just serve a visual purpose, it can also invite a tactile desire. Do you find yourself wanting to reach out and touch the surface? The incorporation of different textures in Telekinesis raises questions about tactile experience versus visual observation. Now that we've noted the colors and textures, let's explore how line and shape play a role in guiding your perception of this artwork. The artwork features a variety of shapes, both geometric and organic, arranged in a seemingly random yet calculated manner. Some sections appear to be meticulously defined while others bleed into one another, suggesting a sense of fluidity. This arrangement may evoke thoughts of how our minds create connections among disparate elements, much like the telekinetic abilities that inspired the work. Do you find any specific shapes that resonate with your own experiences or thoughts? As we discuss lines, observe the smooth curves and sharp edges that characterize the shapes. Some lines may guide your eyes around the artwork, while others seem to create barriers or separations between elements. The interplay of these lines engages viewers, encouraging them to explore the composition in a nonlinear way. This is particularly intriguing in the context of the artwork's title, Telekinesis. The energy of movement and the mental engagement it invites are reflected in the lines, inviting viewers to consider the actions of lifting and flight that the piece implies. Let's shift our focus now to the principles of design, specifically balance and harmony. In Telekinesis, Walker employs an asymmetrical balance that creates visual tension and intrigue. The arrangement of shapes and colors balances the artwork without mirroring either side, drawing the viewer's eye across the entire piece. How does this asymmetry affect your interaction with the artwork? For many, it may spark a sense of exploration as our eyes seek to find equilibrium in the visual chaos. Harmony in Telekinesis arises from the recurring use of gray tones interspersed with the glossy silver. This consistent color palette generates a sense of unity among the differing elements, allowing for a cohesive viewing experience. You might note that despite the chaotic arrangement of shapes, these colors bind the components together. This unity enhances the artwork's overall emotional resonance, leading viewers toward a sense of interconnectedness. Can you spot areas where elements seem to speak to one another, perhaps in their color or texture? Next, let's consider the element of emphasis. What features of the artwork draw your attention first? The shiny silver surfaces might capture immediate focus, but as you examine more closely, the arrangement of textures and shapes work in tandem to create focal areas throughout the composition. This invitation to move around and view the piece from multiple angles enhances your engagement. Walker seems to encourage a contemplative exploration, allowing you to discover new relationships as you interact with the artwork. Finally, we must consider how all of these elements combine to create a unified emotional and conceptual statement. The balance of shapes, textures, and colors elevates Telekinesis beyond mere visual stimulation. It prompts us to reflect on deeper themes of agency and the limitations of the human experience. The shiny, otherworldly surface not only harks back to superhero imagery, but it also echoes aspirations of freedom and transcendence, encouraging a dialogue about societal constraints and personal empowerment. The convergence of these artistic elements and design principles creates a layered experience that leaves a lasting impression. In conclusion, analyzing Walker's Telekinesis through the lens of key elements and principles reveals a complexity that engages both the mind and emotions. The interplay of color, texture, line, and shape invites viewers to reflect on their personal interpretations while fostering a broader discussion about the themes of power and connection. What do you take away from this artwork?